Boo! Oh, are you afraid of the dark? Well, you should be more afraid of the creatures who roam in it. Shh, don't struggle. You couldn't escape me even if you tried. I've got the strength and speed advantage on you. Plus, could use these pretty little claws to paint your walls red. If you continue to resist, that is. What am I? Wrong question. Oh, it fucking hurts, doesn't it? It almost hurts as much as the fact that you didn't ask me who I am. Ask me who I am before I turn you into a fleshy pincushion. You don't know. Well, I'm the girl your fuckboy friends told you to ask out to the Halloween dance on the dare. You have no idea how much you made my day and how genuine I was when I poured my heart out to you later that day. I wasn't sure if you were being serious or not, so I followed you home. You all but confirmed my suspicion. When I heard you on the phone talking about how you couldn't believe you had to ask out that creepy, mousy little freak like me, cried a lot that night, you know. My life has been hell since the day I was born. Non-stop abuse and torment, and the one shred of affection offered to me by Guy, no less, was just a fucked up bet. But that day was when I realized that this was a rotten world and there's no hope for anyone living in it. So I decided to do something about it. I gave my soul away in a pact with the devil himself. And in return, he gave me a new farm and a new purpose for a living. Think about it. Why was I off school for so long? You were probably freaking out, thinking I went and did something crazy that you would have to take legal responsibility for, that would ruin your life. But no, I was gaining power so I could fulfill my end of the bargain. And now I'm strong enough to claim my prize. You. Oh, you're not supposed to struggle, you fucking idiot. I'm not the shy, mousy little bitch whose heart you broke anymore.
Oh, you didn't mean for this to happen. You want me to calm down?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, looks like I drew some blood.
It's so good looking.
Tasty too.
Now, stay still and let me speak. Like I was saying, I'm not the shy little bitch who you ruined emotionally. You see, my flat little A cups shut up at least 3 letters, and practically overnight, my scrawny ass and skinny legs have gotten nice and plump. I've even grown to be even taller than you, Mr. Shooting Guard. The red skin horns and claws are more function than form, as you're painfully aware of by now. I think I'm feeling something stiff poking against my stomach. Did I do that to you? You were practically scared shitless just a few minutes ago, and now your cock is throbbing. Bloodlust really does do some funny things to a person's head. You know, I could kill you at any time. I've already killed in this farm before. Some of your friends who put you up to that bat. That cheerleader slut you had who fucked the team behind your back. Hell, on the way to your room I even got at your parents like fucking fish while they slept.
Oh no, don't cry, sweetie. Oh, come on, let me take your tears away. Oh, so salty. Well, you see, I'm the only person you've got left. You can't escape me or drive me away from you. I'm all there's for you. Present and future.
Why are you still crying? You know, you should be apologizing to me for making me feel so horrible and taking advantage of me. So, come on, go ahead. Do it.
Say you're sorry.
Goodbye. I don't believe a word of it. But at least you're learning. I can work with that.
I told you that I've killed everyone you've ever cared about, but your cock is still throbbing against me. You really are a fuckboy. So pathetic. But it wasn't always like that. I remember when you were the only guy at school nice to me. It didn't matter that I was some skinny gremlin freak straight out of homeschool with a stutter and crippling social anxiety. You were so nice to me when we had to work together for that research project and biology class, and even though sports was more of your strong suit than thinking, you still covered for me when I was too scared to present. You even gave me that cheesy grin you always do in team photos. You were so kind that you gave me rides home, and sometimes when my parents were too shit-faced to remember to pick up their own daughter. You don't know how much that all meant to me. But when people started to talk about, well, us, you were too ashamed to speak to me anymore. I was hurt. But I was hoping there was something still there that could happen between us. But eventually it changed. You became just like everyone else, bullying me for cheap loves. When you came to me that day, before the dance, I thought it was a miracle from God. Yes, that you still had some hidden feelings for me. You gave me hope, only to grab my heart and stomp on it. You're sorry? No, you're not. You're only sorry because your actions had a consequence you didn't see coming. You know, you didn't even have to love me entirely. You just had to give me a chance. I would have gone to the dance with you, dressed up how you wanted and given you my fucking virginity. I would have taken any degradation and abuse just for the chance that you would love me afterwards. But no. You looked down on me because I wasn't a big titty bimbo like the type you got accustomed to. Were you always this good at hiding how shallow you really are? You know, it kind of makes me sick that you are horny for me because my body's changed. But I mean, there is still hope for this relationship. I can make you love me. All I need is your cum and your blood to mix with mine to complete the ritual. You can give me that stuff with no problem, right?
Right. Goodbye. I think you're beginning to realize that there's no way out for you. You're going to give me the love I deserve that you and everyone else deprived of me. And then I'll give this role what it fucking deserves. Now, I'm going to tear these pants off to get that fat cock of yours. Oh, it looks so fucking tasty. Even with the bleeding you did earlier, it's still positively trembling. I have to taste it. You know, you could have had this much earlier, you know. Everyone would have been okay. I'm marking you with my Sylvia. You're my property now. Nobody can have you but me. Nobody else. My body has imprinted itself on you. You can't live without me now. Barely me anymore, but I'm so glad only you can see my face like this. Are you going to come? Come my fucking mouth. All licked clean. That was great, but we're not done yet. I need your cum in my womb, and you still haven't bled for me in the way I need yet. Oh, you can't get hard from me again. No worries. I'm gonna release some pheromones to get you back into the, well, right mindset. Oh fuck. You shut up so fast. I can see every vein and contour of your cock throbbing and straining. There's even free cum oozing from your tip.
Oh, does it hurt?
Good. I can condition you to love me through all this pain. You deserve it anyhow. Because you're my little flesh doll, all hard and aching for affection. But after late long enough, this stiff cock must be awfully lonely without a warm, wet demon pussy to hide itself in. Let me just mount you like this. Oh fuck. It's like all your lust for me is focused in one spot. Oh. Oh yeah, come on, pump me deeper. I want to hurt as much as you do now. Oh. Fuck me with all your hatred and fear. Oh god. Oh god. Oh. 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 Yes, keep crying. Give in to despair. Oh. This is your life now. Give in. Oh. Oh. Can you see that? Our blood is mixing. The ritual, it's almost done. Tell me you love me. Oh. Hold my fucking hand and come as hard as you fucking can. Oh. Oh, that was so good. Congratulations. You're gonna be a father in a few hours' time. The prophecy will be realized. The prophecy, Armageddon, would be realized when a human male, which is you in this case, binds himself to a demon female. In just a few hours, I'll birth a legion of hell who will destroy and corrupt all life on the planet. As the seas turn to blood and the tides wash over every town and city, and the air is so permeated with sin that even the act of breathing will drive the most sane man to madness. As this rotten world decays to the core, and I become the All-Mother, you will have no choice but to be with me then. shame. That entire planet had to go because you wanted to win a bet. So much pain, suffering, and death could have been avoided, but fuck it. I still get to have you. So the death of 6 billion people is an okay trait, if you ask me. Now it's just you and me. Forever. Oh, don't cry for this world. All sound will fade into eternal silence. Maybe in another world, we could have loved each other without it coming to extremes. Actions have consequences, baby. You deserve this. Hi, this is Miss Cumcakes, and this was my first audio file that I recorded to openly, publicly publish on Reddit. This is really exciting. I was and have been thinking about doing this for probably almost over a year now, and I finally did it. So, thank you so much for listening, and I'm really looking forward to hear from you what you think and how I can improve this, and also if you have other scripts that I could read and record. Thanks so much to you, Bronx Bushido, for making this script. Yeah, have a great day. Hope you do, and hear you soon. Bye.